You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Norma Martinez. San Antonio's Culturingua Silk Road Community Land Trust was awarded $1.5 million in funding Thursday by San Antonio City Council. The trust will work with home buyers to acquire and rehabilitate 10 homes for purchase in Northwest San Antonio. Community land trusts acquire and hold land to create affordable housing. Nadia Mavrakis is co-executive director of Culturingua, which will oversee the land trust.
Our next step is to begin outreach to the broader community about the opportunities that the Silk Road Community Land Trust offers for potential home buyers, and to do workshops to educate the public about what it means to own a community land trust home.
Mavraki says the Community Land Trust will ensure long-term affordability for many residents and refugees living in the city's Silk Road Cultural Heritage District by removing land from the speculative market. Many participants in the City of San Antonio's job training program are in need of transportation assistance, especially now with high gas prices. TPR's Joy Palacios reports.
Ready to Work provides its participants with access to $1,500 in emergency funds for groceries, transportation, or child care. Recent gas prices, hovering close to $4, however, have increased the need for gas cards. Mike Ramsey, the city's executive director of workforce development, said more participants are asking for transportation assistance.
In March, we had 385, and through the first 10 days of April, already 200. So we anticipate that need to continue throughout the month of April as long as these prices stay where they're at.
By the end of April, that need is projected to be more than 630 requests for gas cards, more than double some of the previous months. The program spends about 5% of its annual budget, which is about $43 million this year, on emergency assistance. I'm Joey Palacios in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Botanical Garden is taking steps to replant 50,000 native trees along the Guadalupe River. It's part of an initiative to restore trees destroyed by the July 4th Hill Country floods. Botanical Garden President and CEO Catherine Tremble says the trees initiative is a partnership with the recovery group Cur Together.
We collected, with the help of volunteers, more than 850,000 seeds this fall, and we're already growing at the first 25,000 trees right now. The first outplanting will take place late this year or in spring of 2027.
Those seedlings are being nurtured at the Botanical Garden. A benefit concert to support the Trees Initiative is next month at Kreider's Rodeo and Dance Hall in Hunt. The star of the show is Texas songwriting legend Gary P. Nunn. San Antonio's biggest Party with a Purpose, Fiesta San Antonio, kicked off Thursday at Travis Park with Fiesta Fiesta. Celie Aranda was at Fiesta's official kickoff.
Confetti, bubbles, and cumbias welcomed attendees to the kickoff event. People wearing extravagant homemade hats could be seen from across the park. Elizabeth Ruiz said Fiesta is about giving back to the community and supporting local nonprofit organizations.
I just love the people of all times come together for Fiesta to have a good time. And it's all about helping nonprofits. A lot of people don't know that. But the money raised goes to nonprofit organizations in San Antonio. So you're just giving back to the city and having fun. Lots of fun doing it. Viva Fiesta!
Fiesta includes more than 100 events all over the city in the next 10 days. For many here, this was just the beginning. I'm Celie Aranda in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio. I'm Norma Martinez.